Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
Love is
genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny,
because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help it.
But to give God glory today,
when I think about all I've been through,
and I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me
because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me,
because great is he that is in me
than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told a whole lot of lies on me.
But God favored me.
My character.
My faith in God.
He favored me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favors me.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
God favors me.
They whispered.
They conspired.
They told their lies.
But God favors me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in question.
But he favored me.
Say yeah.
Say yeah.
God
true. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Yes, sir.
Good morning,
God favors me.
It was a day. What even problems, God? You know, I truly say to testify in my heart, this day wasn't problems.
Mm-hmm.
Only the day that God gave us, that he opened our eyes, that we see it made it out of reality. Reverend, he made it. And that's why we say sometimes, good morning. You know, because we know whatever how he does it, you and I just believe that we believe if you let us transition on, you know what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
we believe it's a better thing. We're not crazy. We're not far understanding that. But we do know. I'm going to say this, and I'm going with it, Reverend, that I know I didn't do nothing. Wow. Yesterday was so great to allow him to,
yes,
to allow to be in his presence, you know, because even though we honored the man of God yesterday and preached word and he taught the word at the time he was, in the time he was doing it, and, you know, he's unsung, as you say. You know, you should always remember the trailblazer, you know, who set the tone, man. He set the tone. And setting the tone that you and I know that somebody was there before. Now we as young men, you know, have to keep pushing that bloodstained banner, just holding it and keep doing what we're doing. I come to the point in my life right now, Reverend, it's all about lifting up the kingdom. It's all about building
That's
the
right.
kingdom. It's all about allowing God's word to be a living word in me. You know, not just because I tell it. I try them, man. I put them in action, man. And I know why he gives some of us the things that we allow us to go to, because we'll testify to it and tell you how good God is, even if it don't
That's right.
like we want to. Some people thank God when it happens. Oh, hear me out. Some people thank God when they see it. You know, some people, you know, the trial that we went through and just often this very recent, you know, I can hang on the old, like the old way, you know, I can hang on the old testimony. But my brother, he gave me a new testimony. You know, he gave me, I woke up this morning. And even in his grace and his mercy that he gives us, that Doc, I know we deserve justice. You know, and even in our best, just like filthy rags before. You know, I think about how humble we have to be to walk in this world, man, because folks are out to discredit the church. And sometimes we give them so much stuff to fight with, so much ammunition to fight with. That's why we had to be in constant prayer, because the Bible says there'll be a great falling away. It's going to be people running from not hearing good sound doctrine. They're going to be going with the tinkling sound and brass. And it's in the book like that. And trust me, we are living in that time. Somebody looking for a word from the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, as hard as we try to think we're bringing up something new, ain't nothing new in this song. Nothing new under the sun. If you've been around the word long enough, you've probably heard it 3-4 times, different ways it's been spoken of, but the word has been spoken. It is up to man's heart if you want to believe. It's up to man's heart if you want to shine in, you know, because we are living in our last days. Some of us know we might be that generation. We might be that generation to see God. I love God so much because I know if you've been riding with for a while, this ministry that we call God's plan, man, I mean, I see him come and go. I see him come and go. But I know one thing about it. We have to be persistent in it, you know what I'm talking about? You have to be persistent in it. I just miss my brother, man, you know. I miss my brother Dave. I know if he was here, I know for a fact. I ain't talking about Reverend, though, but I know for a fact that I know I would never have nobody not encourage me, you know, someone would encourage me, because trust me, it ain't always been like this, if we tell somebody, you know, text them and say, man, Reverend, or whatever you want to call him, Brian, don't be on fighting against Reverend here about scriptures, man, about what happened on Facebook or something, Doc, we probably had this thing, they all the one buttons be lighting up.
The preacher
fight. Give all of it lit up, Reverend. You can't stop them, though. So I come to mind, Reverend. I keep saying to myself, only thing you can do is preach the word, teach the word, teach the word, and teach the word, and present it to the people, and you extend the invitation. Get out of there. You have to keep repeating. You have to keep doing it. Because people are going to move when they want to move. And sometimes they move emotional, but we let God have that, you know. So we preach the word. I'm going to just put this on me. I'm just going to preach the word. I'm going to teach the word. Pray for anybody else can follow. So I'm not going to be forcing nobody to hit no one. But we're going to put it out there because we are the church. We extend the invitation. Matter of fact, it's open right now. You know, over 2,000 years ago, it's been open. You know what I'm talking about? It don't have to be after a sermon. It don't have to be after a testimony. It can be now. You know, I was glad when they said to us, let's go to the house of God. It can be right now that you can serve the Lord. You can claim him today. You know, confess out your mouth that God raised him from the dead, and believe in your heart. And salvation is there. It ain't. We don't want to make it that hard that you think. Some people try to make it so hard that you can't serve the Lord. You can serve the Lord. Quit looking at your do's and don'ts, and look at what God has done for you on the cross. He covered that do's and don'ts. What he does, all you do, you focus it on him. Don't focus on Eric. Don't focus on Reverend Henry. Don't focus on our brother. Look, you focus your mind on Jesus, because he's the only one going to judge at the end. He's the only one. Only one. They might try to do it now, but they got this big old plank in their own eye, and they got to get themselves right. Yeah, we all got to get ourselves right. The old man sung it. If the songwriter ain't sung that boy, he sung it then. He said, sweep around your own back door, a front door, a side door, the window, for you sweep around mine. You know?
That's
right. Yeah, I know I had a little bit in there, because we got enough problems on our own, man. We got enough problems on our own. The be like no hypocrite.
Yes, sir.
Look at Reverend Harris. Said, Reverend Harris, I said, you tell a lie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then here you done told all kind of, they got a slick now. You know, it's the society. Don't take this wrong, though. It's a little white lie. Ain't no white lie, purple right, lie, green lie. It's still a lie. The Bible says, a lie you will not carry in my sight. Yeah, that's how he said about lying, because they lied on him. Went to the court one time, Reverend, and told him, says, he told us, if we tell the temple down, he'll raise it back in 3 days. That's blasphemy.
Mm.
It took us 46 years to build this thing, man. And they were so far off, because people look at God in the natural and not the spirit. What you think about it, Rev?
That's it. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm thinking for this day, loving forward, and you know that God bless that song. God favored me, man. And you really know the gist of it, that God favors you. He favored you so much that He made a way for you, that you don't have to fall, that you don't have to sin, that things can be forgiven, and you can be connected back to God, that you can experience this salvation. Like Redden said, it's a forever open invitation. And God favors you in that way, that He loves you so much. Come on, John 3:16, that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever, not, well, just some of the Greeks or some of the Jews, but whosoever will. Whosoever will accept what He did on Calvary's cross, then more favor is given unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for this day, this moment, this hour. He's going to even favor us some more with His word, with His scripture, with His, that it will speak to our souls and enrich us and encourage us to go on a little while further, go that extra mile, that we may be strengthened. Praise the Lord, and forgiveness for our sins. God bless you this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, Reverend, I said this here, and we meant this here, and we pray for God's wisdom. We pray for God's love. We pray for God's understanding of His Holy Scripture. We always pray and ask God to come in our midst. So that if we decrease, He'll increase, Reverend. If we just look out and just say, thank God for what He has in store for the church. Because He got something for the church, Reverend. You know, we want to tell you this, and nobody can stand for you. Nobody can stand for me. Well, you have to make a conscious decision. Who you gonna serve? Who you gonna serve? It has to be before you. See, that's what's different about preaching and teaching, right? See, preaching is a divine persuasion, right? It tells you about the God that we serve, and we present it to you and convey it to you, so it can be a conviction there that you want to change.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a conviction that Jesus is our salvation. It should be so much a conviction that no one can alter that. You know what I'm saying? No one can. That's why when we look at things, we understand it better now because we read. That's why we don't want you to just hear us read. We want you to get in the book with us, turn to the page where we at, and follow along the way. If there's something we're saying, there's something you don't understand, something you want to slow down, you can stop us. And we'll try our best to explain it, you know, what the ability we got. I don't think no one claimed that they're a scholar over here, but we'll try our best to try to get any reason in the word. You know what I'm talking about? If we don't get it to you right then, perhaps that God give it to us, then we don't. Pray for us and we'll find a way out. Don't mean we don't know the word, but sometimes we ask questions in the midst too. You know what I'm talking about? So be careful with them saying not to ask a question. Be reminded that if you want the answer from God, we have some question answer has to go in prayer. You know, some of them do, and sometimes God gave us so much that we can do that. You know, we can do that.
Yeah.
Without, when I say without going that time in prayer. Don't think we haven't prayed, though. You know, so that's why we say, Brother D, I see you hit that one button.
I'm on mute. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Yes, I was listening to you, my brother, and when I share some with this morning, when we say the things that we have to do, and as you try to give them God's word from the 66. Not from Brother Eric's mouth, but from the 66. You know, sometimes I think people don't understand that when I'm giving you what the 66 say, it is no longer me speak, not I, but him. He just using me as a vessel. And, you know, I was riding this morning, Rip. You know, sometimes you just think about how good God has been to you and just go into tears.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah,
I was riding this truck this morning, and two things happened to me this morning. One, I looked off and I noticed I was in halfway in the other lane, and I thank God that there was no one there but the lane, and it was a blessing that I was able to swerve back into my lane. It could have been someone there, and then I rode on a little further, and I was listening to a preacher that I've known since he was a kid. His father used to be my union stewardess. And I was listening to him do a sermon this morning, and the Lord just touched me. And I thought about how we had a discussion yesterday, and it's kind of baffling me this morning, real. And I'm listening this morning, and I'm like, you know, God just makes ways out of no way. God makes ways out of no way for man before man even asks God to make a way. He's already prepared the way for you. We just have to walk there within. I thought about my mom. And when I said God make a way, God just makes a way. You know, in 1995, I was almost penniless, and my mom paid. I probably had only the money that was in my pocket. And that was dust. But I called on the name of a man called Jesus. And I got him a car. And when I got him a Suburban Rib, I didn't even know which direction I was going. Didn't know where I wanted to start at it, but he guided me. I went to a restaurant, and I was sitting there eating, and my partner said, one of my friends asked me, he said, boy, what's wrong with you? He said, like you lost your best friend. And I told him when that happened. You know how you take a dollar bill the long way and you fold it in half and then fold it again? He had $100 bill in his shirt pocket. He gave me that, and he said, boy, he said, give me a couple hours and call me. I went another way, and the wife called me. She said, baby, she said, Kirk just left here. He left something for you. See, God had already prepared the way. Look here, see, first of all, I knew I was losing my mother. He had already told me that her number had been called. And I'm saying this to show man this morning how God will make a way for you before you even call on him. If you in his will, you just got to step there in. I heard Reverend Harris say a few minutes ago, come here 316. 316, come here. Look here. If you step in the will of God, if you just walk in the will of God, he wants to do it anyway. The wife called me again. She said, baby, Dee Dee just left here. He left something for you. Before I got home, matter of fact, I pulled up in front of my house. I was just sitting in my truck thinking and praising God and praying. And she said, baby, she said, Dad just left here. I had this old guy, one of my racing friend of mine, we called him Dad. I started calling him Dad. She said, baby, Dad just left here. Say he left something for you. I left home with nothing but dust. I came back to over $2,000. If you think God won't do it, I'm going to testify that he already have done it. That's why my brother said that in a testimony. The phone should be jumping off the hook. Well, yes, for testimony. This phone should be jumping off the hook. Because you can't tell me you don't have nothing to tell God thank you for.
That's beautiful, man.
Ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Man, I know.
You know.
Ooh. I know it.
Man.
That's
he makes
good.
A way out of no way.
Yeah,
out of
good,
no way.
Though.
Makes a way.
Mm-hmm.
And
we won't
just
go thank you. We won't
praise
the
Lord. This is show. This is show. Y'all pray for us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, but thank you, Lord, for the spirit already
yes.
here, Lord. We thank you for how we already seek thee early, Lord. And we found thee,
yes.
Lord. So, Lord, we didn't, only did we just didn't find you, Lord. We want to be fruitful in our labor, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for the things you have put in our excitement for us to do. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, get in the people, Lord. Lord, so they can feel thy way, Lord, and feel your heart, Lord. Feed us, Lord, with your understanding, Lord, and your knowledge and your wisdom, Lord. Guide us along this Christian journey, Lord, that we look at you first, Lord, in all things, Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the ones that are just trying to be so faithful in your love, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, to strengthen the ones that come out all the time, Lord. Even they might not never hit that one, but, Lord, we know that they love you, Lord. Because you don't do this Monday through Friday. Don't they come listen to people to convey the word, Lord, and be over here sometimes hours, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to give strength to that family, Lord, whether it's a spiritual thing, whether it's a physical thing, Lord, whether it's a financial thing, Lord. Lord, you know what well-being they need, Lord. We ask you to cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Lord, let them know, the Father God, to give thanks for what you gave them, Lord. Be grateful for what you gave them, Lord. That's life, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for eternal. We thank you for eternal life, Lord, because we couldn't do it without you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the things you already put in my heart, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, how you answered it, Lord. And even things
yes,
I didn't ask for, you gave, Lord. I thank you for that too as well, Lord. I know, Lord, that you are a Maymaker, Lord, a promise, Lord, a promise keeper,
yes.
Lord. And I thank you
thank
for
you,
it,
Lord.
I know if it had not been for you, I know I wouldn't be in the place I am today, Lord. So thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Lord. Thank you. In these prayers, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
One of the books you probably might not, you probably love, Brother D and brother, our brother John. It ain't going to be no, but you just want to hear this here. And just want I want you guys to feast on this. And I want you to see you, I don't know how hungry you are this morning. And this is chapter 6. I'm going to feast a little bit, Reverend and Sister and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
See what God was saying in his word to us. And it says 6 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
The day followed when the people were stood on the other side of the sea. Saw that there was none of the boat there, save that one were unto his disciples, were in into the, that Jesus went not with his disciple into the boat, but that his disciple was gone away alone. Hereby that there came of the boat for Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciple, they also took the ship and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? Jesus said to them, and he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me. Not because you saw the miracles, because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, which perish. But he said, but Reverend, he said, but for what that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man should give unto you. For him have God, look what he said, the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Jesus answered, said unto him, this is the work of God that you believe
mm-hmm.
on him, whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, what signs show us thou that we may see and believe thee? What doest thou work? Our father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Reverend, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not. That's what he said, right? He said, not the bread from heaven. Let me do that for me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the bread, the true bread from heaven.
True bread.
But the bread of God is which cometh down from heaven. And look what he said, right? And give light unto this world. Let me do that for good understanding here. He said, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread, that bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is which come down from heaven and give life unto this world. So it must be true, Reverend. It must be really true. And I'm just going to say this one more time. It must be really, really, really true when he says this here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn, Reverend, the world, but the world through him might be saved. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
I don't know what you've been eating on physically. You know, things in life you can eat. You know, you might be a beacon. You might, what they call a beacon, you know, you might be no meat, you know. You know, all vegetables, you know, and get your nutrition from it, and you're living off of that, you know. You don't drink that old pluck they call the alcohol, you know, you know, to get the nutrition from that. Reverend, you might not eat that swine, you know what I'm talking about. You don't get your nutrition from that. And you might eat it, Reverend. You can glut on it. You can eat until you don't want to eat no more. Reverend, I'm not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
He told them how to eat the bread. He told them how to eat. He told them just to believe. I'm going to make it simple to me. In verse 29, it said, Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. That's what the whole mystery about is believing that God sent him into the world. And it's not cannibal. You don't eat, you know, he ain't talking about running to eat him like and believe in that. He said in the spirit, believe him from the heart. If you believe from the heart, man can change. Man can.
Yeah.
What I love about the heart. Once it's in the heart of a man, once it's true in the heart, brother, you can tell. Sister, you can tell when it's in the heart. Brother, he told him. He told him the food. Let me keep it real. The food that I gave the children of Israel in the wilderness, when Moses said, it wasn't the bread from heaven.
All right.
They was out there footing around, Reverend, and I gave them something to eat. You know what I'm talking about? I gave them something to drink, Reverend. I did that so they can live, because they traveled around this thing 40 years. So I let them live with that, Reverend. But this one, the true bread. The true bread is me. That's what he said. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. See, now it has got to a point that we believe. Have you ever fasted and you got you got real hungry and you're fasting, you're going to break it, but you went in prayer You went in scripture and read it, and sometimes he just took the pain away and took the hunger away and took the thirst away. This is what the word does for you. And I, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The word covers us in the time of need. So I'm going to say this here, Reverend, not to be so long to tell you this here. God is getting so close to the church today that we have no excuses no more.
That's right.
The Bible said, Brother D and Sister and Brother, he said, until it reaches north, south, and east, and west, then you know my return is coming. Not just because you see hurricanes, not because you see divers of earthquake, not that just only did you see the what's right is wrong now, and what's evil is right now. Not just that. He said, until. So no man won't have no excuse. Nobody won't have any excuse about the Savior came to the world to do is to save all men. He made it possible. He made it possible so we can't err. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch that. What I'm saying, Reverend, come to Jesus as you are. Don't try to fix yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't try to learn God. I don't need nobody to teach me nothing. You know, don't be so stubborn. Let God minister unto you in the word of God, someone who has studied God's word, someone who took time out of God's word, and you follow along with him. And as you read along with him, you'll hear the mystery unfold. Somebody said, when did he talk?
Sir.
I've been waiting on him to say something. Well, Reverend Henry spoke off last week. Brother D just came in today. You know, he said, "What? You might ride down the street. You heard Martin Luther King preach yesterday." You know, the word has been preached and been presented to people, but what is happening? We have a choice if we want to serve him or not. You know, I love a lot of activities outside the church. I ain't gonna sit and take no lie, but boy, when it come down to it, if I can holler for one of the best race I've seen go down the track. You know what I'm talking about? Holler, good race. If I can holler at a football game, a basketball game, and I can't praise God. Hey, sometimes it bothers me when the church gets too cold. You know, it gets it's so cold, you know. It bothers me because God had been too much for us to sit there. Reverend had to work hard, pastors had to work hard.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? To get somebody to say amen and thank you, Jesus. But soon as a little bill get paid, or you get you one of them, get you one. I like how Martin King said the other day, Reverend. He said, you know, you're living on a fixed income, but you go buy something that you like, you got millions of dollars. You know you got a problem. You know it's a problem.
Yeah.
Why would you go through that? You know what I'm saying? We know it. That's why I think a lot of us, and that's why pastoral, right? That's why a lot of when you counsel people, they keep constantly coming to the church for money. You have to put them to the side, talk to them, and see. Every church is going to be, watch this, every church should have somebody in there to fulfill anything. You know what I'm saying? You should have somebody that could take them to the side and look at their profile. They had to bring it out. I ain't talking about you telling them about how to tithe or what they need to do. I'm talking about everything. You don't know how to spend your money right. You know, if you make $1,500 and you go out and spend you got to spend $2,000 a week, something wrong. Something wrong. You're living over here. So you're living not check to check. You're living day to day. You're living over me, you know. So some people need to be told that, you know what I'm talking about? So when God pay a bill and get you out of the tunnel, he done it before, he'll do it again. Yes, I believe he will. I really do believe he will. Well, why not get help in your problem
there you
right
go.
There? Because it's a problem right there. And I know all those films, so of understanding. You grown, you 2 + 2 and all the other kind of stuff. But what I'm trying to tell us is God sees that. Care about that, but he'll help you while you're seeking him, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
They were seeking him, and God gave him something. And they came around, Brother D, hearing you, had somebody teach and preach, and they want to see you hear what you're saying. And these are, you might, some of y'all might be around here, just want meat. Y'all just want the substance. you know, talking about that I gave this a while ago. But somebody might be like Reverend Heaven and some of the other folks want to hear that word, that living word, that spiritual word, that true word of God, and watch this, Reverend, and apply it to your soul. Now, I'm going to end this. I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, it is our heart for every man, child, woman, any. We look at the whole family to make it in. We're not,
yes.
That's why we teach and preach. We're not saying only to the man's, only to the woman, only to the, we teach for all people because we believe that if it was good for mama, if it was good for granny, if it was good for papa, if it was good for daddy, it's good for, I remember Father, I stretched my hand today. I remember Father, what a friend we have in Jesus. I remember this little light of mine. I remember he got the whole world in my hand. I remember them songs, right? And it works. And it works. Now we didn't got we got too many gimmicks. So we got to get the people to come in.
That's right.
So once you do gimmicks, when you do the gimmicks, you got to keep coming up with something. People tend to spend, as they say, will move around. But when it comes to what they want to have their tenters part of, remember, they'll work 12 hours on the job, 20 hours on the job. $10.
Yes,
they take the span good then. Well, boy, salvation getting close, Doc. Salvation getting so close, the man going to be left out because he put more emphasis in his temple thing and not the spiritual thing. So may God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer. Maybe it'll be with something about the bread of God. He is that true bread that came down from heaven. He's the one, if you haven't made a constant choice, who is your Savior? He's come today. And 2,000 years ago, to let you know that he is the right choice. He is the right choice. I'm not talking about no nomination. You know, you can pick what nomination you want. But I pray that you get in the church where they're preaching and teaching God's word. Who's making a conscious effort not to judge you, but the conviction of the Holy Ghost telling you to do right. You know, sometimes you just need to stop fighting to do what right. You know, they don't fight to not do wrong, but they fight to do right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all right to live. It's all right to say no. It's all right to say I don't want to indulge in it. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't care what they say about you. But in the last day, somebody going to say, I should have did it when he said or she said. You know why?
Sir.
Because I believe now. It's going to come a time you don't have this opportunity. Jesus gave us something, Reverend, and the benediction ain't over yet, Reverend, because he hadn't came.
All right.
When he comes, that benediction's closed. You can't come then. You better come before he comes with that benediction. Now you can do it. Somebody say, how? When you got the blood running warm in your vein, come to Jesus.
Warm.
Eat out the bread, the true bread. If I can say this, for the bread of God is what's coming down from heaven and giving life unto the world. He gave it. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. As you are. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If you love weed, been there. If you love alcohol, been there. If you love a little cocaine, been there. You love a little heroin, been there. Hey, you love been a whole mugger, been there. Love been a liar, been there. Love been a business, been there. God can change you if you want to be delivered. That's if you want to be delivered. Yeah, he can change you. I know he can because I'm a living testimony, James. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Reverend?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing to have his word read to you, explained to you, open up unto you, making it plain that the only thing you have to do is believe on Jesus, one that God had sent, and that he was sent by God. And the salvation is not unto you. It's open unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he loved it. He showed us his love. Explained to you. Praise the Lord. All you have to do is believe. I like that. Believe. And in your belief. If you believe something strong enough, there'll be some action behind that belief. We believe it, that we go to work every day, we go get paid on our paydays. So it is, we working in the vineyard of God. And the payday's coming. Raises reward is with him. Hallelujah. Praise that we pray that he find you when he come, he find you doing the work. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Beautiful today. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for that. We had a point of our service where others can play a part. You push a one button. Okay, God, thank you. If you have a question or if you want prayer, we're here. Hallelujah. I'll read this. A hint of heaven from Amos. Since then, a hint of heaven is a main thought. Hearts fragrant with the love of Christ displays beauty. Displays his beauty. Hearts fragrant with the love of Christ displays his beauty. Oh, praise the Lord. People growing in a healthy environment have a sweet fragrance that draws people to God by displaying the beauty of his love. The church is not perfect, but it really is a hint of heaven. Beautiful today, you know, to show you that we're not perfect people, but we are people that's trying to, in the midst of our faults, our failures, and you can point and say, well, he was this, he was that, but key word is he was. Hallelujah. We don't glorify the things that we was, but we glorify the change God made in us, that we say, I once was lost and seen, but Jesus took me in. Just a little light of heaven. It filled my soul. It filled my soul with love. Then it wrote my name above. And all I have to do is just talk to him. The more I talk to him, have a conversation with him, and then start to be intimate with him, then I start to want to read the things that the Bible is a love letter. It's a manual of instructions. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful novel. You like to read novel? You like to read books? Pick up those 66. It'll tell you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell you of the greatest love story ever, that a man, hallelujah, laid down his life for his friend. That a man that when you couldn't reach heaven, he reached down and he picked you up. A man, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That laid down his all that he may give you all. Hallelujah. Beautiful today. God bless you. There be one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Reverend Harry, God's man.
Yes,
I just need, when you say your prayer, just remember me, because I got a few things I'm dealing with in my head right now, and I want you to pray for me and the people that it may affect, good and bad, because there's some things that I'm dealing with. And I think I'm going to offend some and I'm going to help some, but it's all in good intent. I've been dealing with it for a couple of days. And just keep me in prayer that it, you know, it's for the good, but some people may take it the wrong way. But I got to care some stuff I've been dealing with. And it's nothing to cause harm. It just, it needs to be said.
You are the salt. Sometimes salt it is good for seasoning, but sometimes salt will go in and will irritate. But sometimes when it irritates to purify. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are a city that's set up on a hill. We don't have to hide. We don't put our fire up on a bushel, but we put it up on the candlestick. And in the midst of it, the truth and righteousness is not favorable a lot of time, especially when you have to go in and clean up. So some things or change things for the better. All around might not see the goodness of what this thing that you have to do, but when you take it to God in prayer, he will settle it and he will fix it. Hallelujah. And he will give you confidence within your heart that you're doing the right thing, that it will make things better. But sometimes it makes things better. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes it makes things better. Sometimes they're bitter at first before they're better. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So surely we will pray for that and pray for God's guidance in that and in giving you peace in the decision that you have to make in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
That'd be enough. Yes, sir. Got one prayer request. Would that be enough? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. We thank God for entrusting prayers to us, for he allowed us to gather together to pray for one another, that knowing that when we pray and ask of him, we have our faith and our hope expecting him to do, hallelujah, his will in that he may be glorified in that. Because when he answers prayer, we glorify him. We thank him for hearing us. We thank him for answering us. We thank him for blessing our minds to receive his answer. Sometimes we have to receive God's answer. It may not be the answer that we want, but him giving us clarity and knowing that it's from him, we can find peace in our hearts, knowing that God has answered our prayers. Praise the Lord. There be not another, will go to God in prayer, thanking him for yet another opportunity that we all may come together in thanksgiving, hallelujah, in love, on one accord, thanking him for his goodness, surely thank him for his mercy. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord, I just come right now thanking you for this day and the bread that you've given us this day. Thank you for the bread of life, hallelujah. Thank you for giving us heaven's best, that we can be the best that we can be. Thank you, Father God. Bless our minds to accept and receive your word that you have for us this day, Father God. Oh, Father God, look upon your children, we ask, Father God. Continue to consecrate their minds, their hearts, and their spirits to receive and understand when you speak, Father, when you answer prayer. Bless us to accept what you have answered, how your answer that you give us, Father, and bless us to go forth with peace and surety in our hearts, knowing that you have heard and you have answered, and bless us with patience, hallelujah, to wait on you, to consult you, Father, to see what you say about each and every matter in our lives, Father. We tell you thank you for being in attendance with us, never leaving us, Father, for protection. We thank you. For counsel, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to even praise you. We tell you, thank you, Father God, for we know you have beings before you, bowing before you, but you allow mankind to praise you and worship you and glorify you and honor you, for we know that you inhabit the praises of your people. In other words, you will come down. Hallelujah. Come down into our situation as we praise you, as we get your attention. Look upon us, Father God. Look upon us and answer the things that are in our hearts. Hallelujah. We tell you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We know what one prayer request, Father. Pray for Brother Nutty. Bless him in the decisions that he has to make, and bless those that have to receive decisions that he have to do, Father God. Bless him to receive it, hallelujah, and turn to you for that acceptance of, hallelujah, that answer, knowing that you have been in the midst and all is well. We claim victory still in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go before and clear the path, clear the way. We ask, Father God, continue to be with us. Hallelujah. Continue to keep us in thy care. Thank you for this day, our daily bread, the message, the messenger, and all those that turn to side to hear you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All those that played a part, those that sent in, hallelujah, go Nuggets, as we call them, or those that raise their hands just to tell you thank you for continually to making a way. We tell you thank you, Lord, continually to make a way. In Jesus' name we pray, we thank you, we give you the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The song says this. I don't know. God's gonna do it. And I don't know when it's gonna
be. Come on, come on.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.